Can anything stop Bitcoin? I think that's a question a lot of people are asking right now, especially after this weekend with all the Bitcoin Cash drama that went on, where a lot of people were wondering, is this the end of Bitcoin as we know it? Is Bitcoin Cash going to be, are we going to see the Bitcoin Cash Bitcoin flippening? Is Bitcoin Cash going to be the next real Bitcoin? Blah, blah, blah. Well, apparently Bitcoin don't care, because while it dipped at that time below $6,000, at least investors, people looking into the space and putting their money into Bitcoin, have shrugged off those concerns for the time being. Bitcoin is well back above $7,000 for the time being, back almost not fully to its all-time highs, but in that nice range above $7,000. So really positive day from a Bitcoin perspective. The rest of the market, which we'll get into in On-Chain FX, the rest of the market, the vast majority of the market, has not kept pace at all with Bitcoin. So if you've owned a majority of Bitcoin, today is a good day for you. If you own a lot of altcoins, today has not been a great day for you. So we'll talk about that. Now, tonight I am doing another, if you're watching this today on November 15th, I am doing another live YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hour this evening at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So if you're around tonight, definitely join me for that. Should be a great time. We had one last night. It was a lot of fun. So grab a beer, water, coffee, whatever, tonight or whatever time it is in your local time zone, but 9 p.m. Eastern time in the U.S. So hit that subscribe button, the little notify bell, in case, just so you get warned or a little notification when I do go live. But if you're around tonight, look forward to seeing you for happy hour. But let's hop into the discussion. So, you know, as we can see here on Coinergy right now, Bitcoin has had a really nice run in the past day or so, from the $6,500 range or so up in the past less than, you know, in the past 17 hours, Bitcoin is up over 10%, which is pretty substantial when you consider the size of Bitcoin's market capitalization. I mean, that's no joke, up 10%. On the day. But if we go into On-Chain FX right now, I'll refresh this just so I have accurate data. But if we hop into On-Chain FX, the majority of cryptocurrency outside of Bitcoin is down quite a bit, especially if we're looking not just at the, if we're not looking at the US dollar perspective, or we're not looking at the US dollar pairing, so I'll actually get rid of that 24-hour change versus the dollar. If we look at the 24-hour change versus Bitcoin, which is up, as we know, 10% on the day, the majority, basically every crypto in the top 15, close to in the top 15, is down. Many of them almost double digits. The only one that's up on Bitcoin is Lisk and IOTA, which is 15th and 16th respectively. So a lot of the cryptos out there in the past day or so have not been keeping pace with Bitcoin. Some of the other cryptos out there, Ethereum had a nice run in the past 48 hours and has since cooled off, pushed off of the three, failed to break through 340 and drop down a number of percent since then. So Ethereum has cooled off quite a bit. Bitcoin Cash is down 20% from Bitcoin's movement. So if you had Bitcoin Cash in the past 24, 48 hours, it's actually been much better to own Bitcoin. Basically everything is down. If we're looking at On-Chain FX, I believe they have about 56 cryptos. Out of the 56 crypto, there are only five that are outpacing Bitcoin right now. Lisk, Game Credits, Hcash, Dogecoin, and IOTA. Outside of that, Bitcoin has been leading the way in a substantial manner, up as, and the biggest loser on the day in comparison to Bitcoin, as we can see down here, is Bitcoin Cash. It's down 19% in comparison to Bitcoin. So it's interesting to see, and I mean, we've talked about it a little bit before, whether it's been in previous videos or if it's been on YouTube Live, where Bitcoin has had these, basically, Bitcoin has been trading almost in a inverse correlation to Bitcoin Cash, where Bitcoin Cash is going up, Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin is going down. Bitcoin Core, it's, I confuse myself saying this because it's the same damn logo and it's just an added to Cash at the end of it. But if Bitcoin is going up, Bitcoin Cash is going down. The opposite tends to be true so far as well. People are, in a lot of cases, looking at, I think people, There can be two cryptocurrencies. There can both be, you know, Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, but I think people are kind of in one boat or another, and if they're in both boats at the same time, it's just kind of hedging their bets a little bit. But I think the people that are betting and putting their money in Bitcoin Cash are betting that Bitcoin Cash is going to outperform Bitcoin and become the next Bitcoin, whereas the people that are putting their money in Bitcoin seem to, for the most part, not be huge Bitcoin Cash proponents. So when those prices are inversely correlated, crazy things have happened. Obviously, we saw that this weekend, and it's been pretty fascinating to watch as this continues to develop. Now, as I'm looking at this, there's a couple of different interesting things that have happened. I'll pop over on Twitter too, but Bitcoin itself, so Bitcoin itself in the past, let's pop over to, pop over here. But so Bitcoin as of recently, let's see, here we go. Square is actually, if you're not familiar with Square, they're a payment processor. They started off, they're a publicly traded company, actually a pretty substantial, over $10 billion publicly traded company. Jack Dorsey is both the CEO of Square as well as the CEO of Twitter, so he's a dual CEO. Square is actually starting to integrate Bitcoin into their application, to their mobile app, which is a pretty... Maybe it's not a big deal. Maybe it is a big deal.
QuickBooks introduces Rodney and his
new business. But with that being said, sorry for that. Maybe it is a big deal. Maybe it's not a big deal. But it is actually helping to boost the price of... It's actually helping to boost the price of Square pretty substantially. Let's pop over here. Take a look at Square. Square is actually up 2%. It spiked quite a bit and it's cooled down a little bit, but it spiked on the announcement. You can see here, Square actually spiked on the announcement simply by saying that they were going to run a Bitcoin, or they were going to integrate Bitcoin and cryptocurrency into their mobile application. And that gave investors a bunch of excitement. And that spiked their stock at one point up to 5%. Now it's up about 2.5% on the day. But you're talking about a $15 billion company. The one thing outside of Square, I don't think that really is, for me, it's not like the biggest deal in the world, personally. Yeah, it is what it is. It's great news, but I don't think it's like the biggest deal in the world. But I think what it goes to show is when something like Square spikes on the news that they're integrating with Bitcoin, it's showing the institutional demand for Bitcoin. Now, I've talked about this before, and I'll also pull up not only Square, but Overstock. So Overstock.com is, if we pull up here, and we'll go in the past year. So Overstock.com has cooled off a little bit, but if you look at Overstock.com, it was trading about $15 for the majority of, in between $15, $20 for the majority of the year. They started talking more and more about blockchain, cryptocurrency, and they're running their own ICO. Once that news of that happened, you can see Overstock's stock price go through the roof. Now, why is that happening? A lot of it, quite frankly, I believe is due to the fact that institutional investors, big banks, people that are not comfortable going to Coinbase or GDAX or Gemini or whoever and buying Bitcoin on their own are looking for places currently available on the NASDAQ, in the New York Stock Exchange, on OTC markets. They're looking for places where they can buy stocks that give them some exposure to cryptocurrency and to Bitcoin. I mean, if you look at this, Overstock share price has basically tripled since the start of this year, which is incredible, especially when you consider basically the company, its competition, Amazon, all that, all that good stuff. But Overstock share price has tripled. The vast majority of that is due to companies trying to get exposure to cryptocurrency, to something like Bitcoin, because there are not the custodial services, there isn't the insurance to buy Bitcoin directly. Now, as that continues to happen, I talked about Mike Novogratz the other day buying the dip and talking about institutional investing going 6 months out. That's one of the big reasons that I continue to stay pretty heavily weighted in Bitcoin overall, is because I think once the controls are in place, it's really a new asset class for a lot of these big time money investors who want to put money in the space. Obviously, the CME futures is going to be a big deal as well. That's launching in less than a month. That's going to be a big deal, going to give an opportunity for more exposure. But as this continues to happen, as this, as investors, you can just see how hungry investors are to gain some type of exposure to Bitcoin. I mean, you can even look at something like, obviously, there's other factors to this, but if you're looking at Nvidia in the past year, one of the big makers of GPUs that are utilized for cryptocurrency mining, Nvidia stock has doubled in the past year. You can look at AMD. Obviously, some other, you know, some other factors there as well, but NVIDIA and Overstock being really, NVIDIA, Overstock, and Square now being really excellent examples of how hungry companies are to get into this space. And I think that once the opportunity is there for companies that for large institutional investors that are looking to invest in something like Bitcoin or get some type of exposure to Bitcoin, have that opportunity to do so directly with the appropriate custodial services, then this price can continue to go up. Will this be a bull market for the time being? I have no idea. Anybody who tells you one way or another, you can draw the lines in a chart you want. You can say everything you want there. But I'm just trying to look at the external factors as of right now and seeing, you know, where the interest lies and things like that. So that's kind of the approach that I've been taking as of right now. Now, I do continue to stay pretty heavily weighted in Bitcoin. That has paid off for the most part right now for me. About 50% of my portfolio in Bitcoin for the time being, and continuing to stay that way until I see a reason otherwise to go in another direction. Now, guys, outside of that, it's really what I wanted to talk about is just overall Bitcoin's dominance in the marketplace. Today, it's been very interesting to see how well Bitcoin has performed and how some of the other cryptocurrencies behind have lagged in comparison to Bitcoin outside of IOTA and LISK. So that's been pretty interesting to see how the majority of Bitcoin has been able to move forward while the other cryptos just haven't kept pace on the day. Could that change tomorrow? Absolutely. Could that change in the next hour? Yeah, for sure. But something to keep in mind as you consider to look, as it's good to have a portion of your investments in Bitcoin, a portion of your investments in the altcoins, wherever you'd like to be. But when Bitcoin runs, sometimes the correlation is inverse, and it's tough to, if you're just fully in altcoins today, it's probably a tough day to look at this and see Bitcoin up 10% and see everything else that you have down quite a bit. But outside of that, guys, like I said, tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern time, if you are around, I am doing a crypto live happy hour, so join me for that. If you're new here or if you missed the last happy hour, hit the subscribe button and then hit the little notify bell next to it so that you get notified the next time I do go live. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.